Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. I was recently in Portland and I led a workshop called Love, Gratitude, Freedom. And it just struck me that it's something that we don't discuss enough. And aside from us posting all of these positive words and affirmations on Instagram or any other social media outlet, we still need to do the work and we still need to actually show up and not be reactive and be kind to one another and love each other and have compassion. We have joy and then we have grief. Then we have joy and then we have heartache. This is part of just being human. The beauty of the yoga tradition is how we achieve fulfillment in both. It's the study of paradoxes. So yoga means to unite, and it's implicit that we are already whole and that we are already complete. So our soul doesn't need our help if it's complete. But we are here in a way because some part of us doesn't feel that. And so we are trying to achieve a resolve on how to create that in our lives. There are 4 points that I made during the workshop, and 4 points that I want to make here is, in order for us to really begin to look at our lives from an internal place of self-inquiry, we must first prepare ourselves. Only you know what that looks like in your life. If it's a course or a workshop or a training or therapy or coaching, you must adopt the fact that you need to have tools in your toolbox. Maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast. Those of you that practice yoga and meditation regularly know that it's helpful to practice. The second point is to choose wisely. And so my teacher, Rod, Yoga Rupa Rod Stryker, always talks about how energy follows thought and thought follows energy. They're like two little fishes swimming after each other. If you look for something in particular, like something negative that's happening, and you continue to focus on the negatives, then you usually get what you're looking for. I'm a firm believer of that. This is all about changing our perspective and changing the way that we view the world. So what are you deciding to look at? Are you deciding to look at the positive things in your life, the things that you're grateful for, or are you choosing to look at the things that are negative and the things that aren't working? The next thing is, this is one of my favorites, love is a verb. That's it. It's a verb. It's a word used to describe an action, a state, or an occurrence. The fourth point is freedom. The secret to living is giving. And you hear a lot of thought leaders and spiritual teachers talk about this. Unfortunately, sometimes common sense isn't always common practice. And so we forget that we are unbound and that we are unlimited beings living in a limited world. So part of this is for us to be able to take ownership and responsibility over our lives, right? Freedom is about taking responsibility and for forgiveness and for letting go and remembering that all of these things, love, gratitude, freedom, your ability to be kind, your ability to be compassionate are your responsibility. So I just thought I'd share. If you have any insight or feedback, please, please let me know what you thought. I'd love to hear where you all are at. And I want to thank you for listening and for just being a part of this incredible community and for being radical and for being radically loved and for radically loving those around you. Thanks for listening.